You know you belong together, little big pod forever. You're talking on air. Nathan has weird hair. From the very first moment I heard you, I never felt such emotion. From talking on air, I said no, you are there. So hold me in your arms and let me go. I wanna stay forever, closer each day. Graham and Nate.
Hey boys and girls, what's going on?
Here we go.
I think we need to first reveal, Graham, that we were asked a few days ago, do we want to enter this podcast into the Radio Awards?
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant.
Okay. Right, guys, we all need to gather around. We are a community.
Because I've been meaning to talk to you about it. We need to discuss one. Can I ask, I want nothing to do with it.
Sorry?
You'll look after the editing.
Oh yeah, don't you worry.
Brilliant, okay, that's sorted, happy days.
We just need to know what episode, and this is a democratic society, so you listening, if you have been listening to the podcast for the last year, I'd love to hear from you. What do you think is the best episode we should enter this year into the Radio Awards? The email address, Graham?
I can't remember.
GrahamandNathan@gmail.com GrahamandNathan@gmail.com If there is an episode that you remember being good, can you let us know? Because we don't have a frickin' idea.
I'm trying to find a message I was sent by someone.
Now, last year we did enter the podcast into the awards, and believe it or not, we actually ended up getting nominated. We didn't win anything, but it was still fantastic for this little baby to be recognized amongst other great podcasts. And we went for quite a deep episode.
Yeah.
Sean Reedy, yourself, and me lingering in the background speaking about normal people.
The problem with this year's one is nobody was expecting that category last year. Nobody knew it was there until it was released, and then no one had time to do it because the dates were closed, so we kind of got in there early. So there's going to be more competition this year. But this is a message from a girl called Kate.
Hey, Kate.
Messaged me when I put up the listen to the podcast. Goes, the episode from back in September with Dara Quilty that featured your story of the Phantom Poo is my favourite by miles. I was practically on the floor laughing when I heard it, and still laugh so much anytime I listen back to it. So she listens back.
Ah!
To that one. That's when Dara Quilty came over to your house and we did it from your sitting room.
Yeah, okay.
Social distance, of course.
As it stands at the moment, that is the winner.
Okay, I'm going to look through.
That's what we're going for at the moment. As it stands, we are going to go with that Dara Quilty episode. But if you're listening and you're going, boys, there's better out there, let us know. Once again, GrahamandNathan@gmail.com.
I'm just skimming through them now since last June. Argos Waits and a Sex Toy. Don't know what that was.
Sounds saucy.
A Cuban Witch Doctor and a Screaming Toad.
Great names.
Big Brother's Ray Shah. That was a good episode. Paul Byram. That was a good episode. The Giant Crow and the Boy.
That seemed really funny.
This week, Nathan talks about going to a farm with his girlfriend's 2 nephew, and Graham discusses... What does Graham discuss? How he nearly broke his foot playing for his beloved Ronald Gales. Did I? Can't remember that.
Ooh.
Let's have a look now.
It's tough. Do we go down...
Fungi the Dolphin and Coxie.
Yeah, what's the last time you saw Fungi?
A quickie. Another one. A message from Jedward and a huge announcement. From Nathan's living rooms. That's episode number 155.
That was when I did my knee. It's when I injured my knee and I had to broadcast at home. Do we go funny or do we go deep? Because sometimes we do have a bit of depth.
I don't think we haven't really done depth this
Deb's time. Episode was great. Got a lot of good responses.
We don't talk in it though.
We don't talk. And that was the issue with normal people. It was really
an issue for me.
Yeah, mainly Sean spoke. You spoke a bit. I didn't do anything.
How about Graham taking CBD oil?
That was great fun. Friend of the podcast, Gaw, loved it. He said, Jesus, that's great. Also, Norma. He loved Norma's episode.
Chris Green.
Oh, Chris Green.
Patrick Harding. That was a great episode for Formula One fans.
That was great.
A lot of people talked to me about that one.
What about Keith Barry last week?
Keith Barry, very good episode.
Abracababra. Abracababra, chicken fillet roll.
There you go. What are you going to do?
It's hard to know. Well, look.
So far, is Quilty out the front? For me, the two for me.
Go on.
Will be Quilty and Patrick Harding.
I'm very impressionable. So I'm not going to form my own opinion and just hear either what you have to say or you listening. So we don't have to rush this, guys. There's still a few weeks. So get back to us. GrahamandNathan@gmail.com.
Are you leaning towards Debs?
No, I'm not. Absolutely not. I suppose I was following a formula of last year. I think we can do better than Debs. I love that episode. You are right. We don't talk that much in it. It's probably best to do something where there's many voices.
where you might hear the hosts.
Patrick Harding's good,
but then it's very formulaic in terms of question, answer.
I think I'd prefer to do a funny one this year.
Yeah, why not?
So let's do the funniest one.
We didn't get in the top three last year.
Yeah.
Well, all I'm saying is I'm going to put my feet up now because no doubt Nathan has a big surprise for me for my 30th birthday. Remember last year for my 29th, I got a load of messages from friends and my girlfriend and it was beautiful. So, will I put up the fader here or something?
Wait, hang on a sec.
Is there...
Is
there any any messages?
Well, hang
someone?
On. There is a message.
Oh, yeah.
Just bear with me. You have a swig of water. So just very quickly tell the listener what happened your birthday.
When? Last year?
Just inform that it's your birthday.
Do you actually have something planned? No, you don't.
Just will you speak to the listener about you turning 30?
Turn 30 on Sunday. Ah, my hands are very raw today. I don't know if it's because my hands are now, my skin is 30 years old. 30 years old. When you think about it in the context, though, of how long the planet is alive, 30 years actually is only a tiny little blink in terms of the actual length.
Okay.
Come in.
I have a message. Who's that?
Yeah, there's a little bit of podcast. Come on.
Hi, Sean.
Okay, I have a question for you. You know,
close the door.
Sean, do you want to say this to
air?
The podcast?
Potentially.
Okay, come to the mic, Sean, because... Bubble, Sean's roommate and friend of the podcast.
Yeah, okay, time is tight, Nathan. The guy on Instagram.
Yes.
I want to speak to him on the show today, but he follows you.
Yeah.
Would you be able to DM him and get a number of him for me?
Yeah, no worries. What do you want to speak to him about?
Just say my friend works for News Talk, they want to do a piece. Would you be interested in speaking to him? If so, is it possible to get your number?
Gotcha.
Does he follow me?
No, he doesn't follow you, but you follow him.
Oh!
You love it, old
embarrassing. That's embarrassing.
Hey, Graham and not Nathan.
Yeah. How are you, Sean?
Yeah, good.
I heard you were training Ranelagh Gaels last night and you met a celebrity.
Yeah.
Hey, you need to go.
Yeah, I need to go.
You stuck your thumb up at a celebrity. Who was that celebrity?
Tony Houlihan. And he's not a celebrity.
Wow. Oh, God.
So,
Right, I have a birthday message.
Okay, here we go.
So you turned 30.
The big trio.
You think I would forget? Nah.
Ah, here we go. What is it? Is it going to be?
Hi, lads. Just want to wish my good buddy, Graham Michael O'Toole, a very happy birthday. Here's to another year of more grey hair and IBS. Good luck.
That's from last year.
Sorry?
That's last year's message. And you went to that because that's my best friend, Brian, and you rarely message each other. So obviously that wouldn't have been too far down. And
how do you know that's from last year?
And you obviously fed him lines because he sounded like he was reading it.
How dare you?
My Morris to more grey hair and IBS.
You turned 30, man. Big birthday.
Woo! Get in!
How has your life changed? Goodbye, 20s.
Bye!
Goodbye. In your 30s.
Fucking hated the 20s anyway, am I right?
Oh, God.
20s. Whoa, so immature.
Social anxiety. Don't need that anymore. Now with the 30s, you have a few boxes you need to tick. You've got to buy a house.
I had no social anxiety in my early 20s. It's only mid to late where I decided I didn't want to meet anybody anymore.
You have a few boxes to tick
now. No boxes, baby.
30s. Okay, so you need the family, the car, the house.
I have a care.
The wedding. You have it. You have it all. You have it all.
I'm fine. So I'm grand. Let's not worry about it. Let's just take it one step at a time. I want to thank yourself and Sean. We met for takeaway pints on Friday. Never so cold in my life.
Freezing.
It was so cold. And when you went to the toilet,
yes.
I said to Sean, go, look, lads, I really appreciate this, because I knew you were in all day Friday. You were recording other podcasts coming soon.
Well, to be continued, TBC.
Oh, is it?
Oh, we'll see. It's still pilot season.
Oh, will the pilot not be released?
I don't know if the pilot...
Well, look, maybe. If it's... Hey, can I ask?
Ho?
If you get the green light...
Yeah.
Can the Little Big Podcast be the first interview you do in promoting it?
Oh, I'd love that. Could I do that? So it would be different now. You would be the host.
We would both be the hosts, but you'd be the guest. So you could ask yourself a question.
See, I'm doing it with another presenter.
Yeah.
Would it just be me, or would you want the other presenter as well?
Oh, the other presenter can come in too.
Yeah.
Do you know what?
Hmm?
I was only joking. What I said made no sense. I don't know why I said it. I'll be the host and you can be the guest on your own podcast.
I would love that.
And we can get the other person as well.
That'd be great.
If it gets the green light. But you were in all evening. You were editing away, working away. I saw you were Instagramming downstairs with Sean, because I know Sean finishes late. Well, Sean finishes at a normal time, late for us. And I was watching the Instagram as I was playing a bit of FIFA. I'd already did my bit, gone home, had a little nap. I go, oh, these boys are going to be tired. Original time supposed to meet for 6:30. I messaged you. I go, boys, I know you're very busy. Don't worry about it if you're going to be a bit later. We met at 7. You were there very early. No, half 6 or 7? 7-ish.
I think we were actually due to meet at 6.
We were meant to meet at 6 and then it was pushed to half 6.
Yeah.
That was it. And then we met. I was there about 20 to 7. You were there before me.
Fresh pinty.
You got there.
Fresh pinterino on the table.
And I knew you both were looking tired, but you said you gave your word.
Hey.
And I had nothing else to do, so I was happy to be there.
Had a great time. Did we reveal the location?
It was the goat.
The goat.
Now, after 2 pints, I realised, shit, I need to go to the toilet.
Yeah.
And I was getting pint iver a 3. And I went up, and I go, oh my God, I really need to go to the toilet. And I don't want to have to piss behind the bottle bank over there. I want to be able to have the comfort of a toilet.
See, I think everyone is stressing out now when they're going out drinking. The stress is, where do I go to the toilet?
Yeah, exactly. And do you know what? Easy enough for us as lads, we can just whip out our lad and go. Girls, they have to crouch down like a crab. Yeah. If you ever see a girl piss, it's so funny.
It's so unfair for
it's
them.
It's so unfair, but it's kind of funny as well.
Yeah.
And I went up and I said, can I get 3 pints of your finest?
Finest stuff.
Finest Heineken.
The black stuff.
The Leinster handcuffs.
Yeah.
As Coxie calls it.
Why?
Don't know.
Coxie,
maybe
crazy
something,
man.
Something got to do with Leinster and rugby. Yeah. The Leinster handcuffs. Oh,
you'll have to send me over Coxie's present. We'll put it at the end of this podcast.
Well, we just put it. Well, I can just play it.
Oh yeah, we'll play it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And what was I saying?
So you're getting the Heineken. Jeez, you can see the old age. You can see it's getting to you a bit. The memory isn't the sharpest.
I was getting 3 pints of Leinster handcuffs. Yeah, I was saying 3 pints there of Red Star.
Yeah.
And he goes in, and I'm kind of starting to hop from one side to the other, one side to the other.
Need to pee.
Oh, shit, I need to pee. I don't want to go outside because it was very busy around that car park. I said, thank you very much. He goes, here's 3 pints of Leinster handcuffs. I go, thank you very much. He gave me a little tray, gets him that little tray. I picked it up and I go, sir, you wouldn't happen to have toilets. And I was asking to get back. No. Sorry. The whole, pandemic. And he goes, just around the corner, follow the signs.
Oh.
And it's the toilets they use in the goat, but they've managed to construct it in a way where you don't actually have to go into the building. You go into the toilets, the doors are open, and then boom.
A lot of hand sanitizers. It's brilliant.
It's beautiful.
So well done, guys.
Now, after the 3rd pint.
Oh, fuck, it's mayhem.
You went to go to the toilet, and we were coming to the end of the pint. And in the round, it was Sean, and I knew when you were coming back, we were finishing the 3rd pint, and it was so cold. I mean, it was t-shirt, jumper, hoodie, big jacket, zipped up, cold. You're still cold.
What was interesting was you arrived, and you were wearing a cap and your coat, and you were dressed. You were properly dressed like you were outside. Myself and Sean were prepared, but here's a tactic, and you listening... A little gift from me to you. We're going to be doing a lot of this outdoor drinking. I advise you to bring a big heavy jacket, bring a woolly hat, maybe even a scarf, put it in the coat pocket. But when you arrive to your venue or your outside area, do not be wearing the coat. You want to take that off. You want to just be in your hoodie and t-shirt. And we know, guys, as the evening goes on, it's going to get colder. So then, maybe an hour into your festivities, then put on the coat, then put on your hat, because you might feel then, oh, I actually feel a bit toasty now.
I said to them, I said to Sean when you were gone, because I knew when you come back, Sean was next round, and I said, it's you're in a group of three.
Yeah.
You either go for three or six. That's how it works. And I said, Sean, look, I really appreciate everything you do, because I wanted to separate you, because I knew if I said to the both of you, you kind of like, no, it's fine. I said, Sean, appreciate what you did tonight.
You were separating the week.
I said, and I wanted to get you one at a time.
Yeah.
I said, appreciate it, but look, we've had our fun. I know the both of you are very tired. It's feckin' freezing here. We can go home after this. Don't feel obliged to wait out all night with me. I would be happy to go home now.
Would you have preferred?
It was 7 o'clock, so 3 points. It was probably about 8:45 at this stage, I'd say.
I was feeling it after the 2 points.
John goes, no, we have to stay. I go, you're wrong. We don't have to do anything.
We don't have to do anything.
We don't have to do anything. The only thing we have to do is die. That's the only thing we have to do in life.
But we, yeah.
Go on.
I suppose, death is inevitable.
Death is the only definite.
We don't
definite.
Have to do that. But there's other definite things. There's responsibility.
No, you don't have to. You can live your life without any responsibility.
You have to get a job. You got to pay your bills.
You don't. Homeless people don't have jobs. They don't have to get a job.
You got to get food.
You could win the lotto, you don't have to get a job.
You got to get food.
You don't, because if you don't get food, you'll die.
Okay.
See, everything ends up with dying. You might say you have to breathe. No, you don't. If you stop breathing, you'll die.
Stop breathing there. Your nostrils are flaring. You just breathe there. And you received a message.
I haven't breathed.
You are breathing.
I'm not. Boom.
Breathe in, breathe out. Boom, boom, shakala. Yeah, so I know where this story is going. You said to Sean, here, we can go. But I think it was Sean's round next, was it? Or maybe it was mine. No, I bought the first round.
So I bought the first round. Did.
So when you separated Sean, it was too late because I had gone to the toilets and then I bought three more pints.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah. So then I arrived with the pints. I could see your... Jesus. Okay. Here we go. The decision perhaps has been made.
If you've started the fourth, you're there for six. Simple as. Because you have to... Everyone has to buy a round. It's just a gentlemanly thing to do. So then you have the six, and I was on the sixth. I was bought with the person who bought the sixth. The toilets had closed. The bar had closed. It had moved to another place where they were doing pints. So now we had resorted to taking pisses.
Behind a tree. And it was great.
It had happened.
I know we've had lunch in the goat before with Quilty.
Yeah.
I think his dad works there, doesn't he?
Yeah, Johnny.
Johnny, good man. And I had actually never really sat around in the back area with the car park. And the animals, did you see? I was just obsessed with the two donkeys that kept wrestling each other.
The donkeys at the far end.
What's even interesting you pointed out to me was the houses you see. And they have these signs outside.
Oh, I think they're planning. Now, I could be wrong here, but I've heard. I think they're planning to put apartments in the car park at the goat where the green areas, where the goats are. And then there's sheet out the back going no to high-rise buildings or something like no to high density. So I think there must be a bit of planning discussions there. But
were you feeling it after the 6 points?
Do you know what? I actually wasn't. Obviously, I wasn't sober.
Yeah.
But usually if I have 6 points, I'm a lot more gone than that. Like I get the feeling. Like I can start feeling a bit tipsy after two. Then by four is usually my limit. I'll have about four. I'm in that perfect spot where I'm buzzing now, but I'm not going to be too hungover in the morning.
You're not
going to
have the pig squeal in the morning.
I'm definitely not going to be getting sick. I'll be a tiny bit fuzzy head, but I'll be okay. Like housemate Brian, if we used to go for pints on a Sunday night, work in the morning, four would be my max. I'd be home by nine. They'd stay out, maybe have six, seven, eight.
You must feel that on a Monday morning, four.
A bit dusty.
I'd say the stomach hurt.
So we had six and we were on the sixth. And it was so cold. It was dark. It was coming up to 11 o'clock. And we've been there since before 7. And I was like, I'm freezing.
I think we all needed gloves, Stephen. Hold our pints.
I'm looking at it and you're about 2/3 of the way through the Leinster handcuffs. And I'm like, okay, it's been a lovely evening. Fantastic. I'm so cold now that I'm not actually too drunk, but that's probably going to be a benefit. I didn't want to be falling all over the place. It was the first time big drinking in a long time. Since Christmas, probably. Not even Christmas, actually. You didn't even go out that much at Christmas. Doesn't matter. Sean goes to the toilet, comes back with 6 pints.
6 pints? The worst thing was I gave him my card. I gave him my card.
6 pints. So 2 more each. Something, oh my God.
You look second.
We're here for at least another 40 minutes.
And it's dark outside.
It's pitch dark, and I appreciate it.
I think we're the only people at the back.
Yeah.
I didn't see too many people.
I only drank 7 and a bit. I left it. I think I left most of the 8.
We were all drinking. Who knows what we were talking about. But at one stage, I went behind the toilet by myself. A different place to urinate this time. I was actually kind of near the road, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
And then I finish and I go back and you hand me my pint and go, we're going. And I go, what? And you go, yeah, we're going now. It's too cold.
I get this thing when I have a bit of drinking meat where I just make a decision.
Yeah.
I go, I'm gone.
You say,
now.
We're going.
Or even if I'm out with a group of friends, if my head goes, you're done now. I go, I can't stay there because my head is gone. I'll be sitting there thinking, I need to go home. And I won't be jovial anymore.
No.
Because I'll be like, I need to go home.
And there was no way of you being able to smoke bomb.
No, because you were there for me. So it would be a bit weird if you came back and I was just gone. I think you would notice. It's not we were in a group of 10 and goes, oh, did Graham slip off? Oh, it doesn't matter. We still have other people here that we don't live with. No, it would be literally you and Sean then walking home.
Yeah.
But the perfect location for halfway between both of us.
Oh, amazing. Perfect. I'd definitely location. Go back. It was class.
So, and they have a big beer garden there. Jesus, this is basically an ad for the goat
How
bar.
Did you get home?
I said in my head, because my head's like, you're walking home, O'Toole, and you'll run home because you'll warm
did
up.
Did you run home? I ran as well. Myself and Sean ran home.
No, I got a taxi.
Oh, did you?
I started running in the car park. So, you know where the toilet was? The actual toilet, not the place where we made the toilet. I started running from our bench to there through the car park. I was about to cross the road and I saw a taxi. I go, oh, feck this. Hopped in the taxi. €7.
Oh.
€7 to get me
home. Bargain. Yeah, myself and Sean ran home and then we helped ourselves to a big glass of red wine. Not a good idea.
I saw you.
Then we ordered 4-star pizza. And
Jesus, you ordered pizza?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The party was not over.
I saw your Instagram. Yeah. So I was like, Jesus, these boys are going on it.
So we drank the red wine.
Strange pizza to order.
Very strange. Great question.
It wasn't a question, it was a statement.
Great statement. So.
Jeez, this could be a great podcast. I said
to Sean, I went, man, hey, man, you got us the 6 pints. I owe you. I'll get you your takeaway.
Yeah, you got 2 points.
And
each.
He goes, yeah, okay. So he goes, yeah, you're in charge of takeaway. You get that. And I'm doing a lot of like, why are you in the move? What do you want to eat? What are you in the move for? He was like, I don't mind. I'm looking. I was actually trying to get a chipper. I was feeling in the mood for a chipper. But for some reason on Just Eat, I don't know if Romeo's was open. I'm sure it was, but I didn't click into it. I wanted a pizza. I didn't go Apache. I went 4-star. We went on some deal on 4-star where we spent like 30-something euro for 2 massive large pizzas. You had chicken dippers because I wanted a bit of chicken, and we had garlic bread. And then when I ordered a takeaway, Sean said, oh, do you know you bought a round? I used your card to tap.
Oh.
I went, you little salty dog. But in fairness to him, he did revolute me half of the takeaway money. But woke up
on
Saturday.
What's a 4-star like?
4-star, look, it wasn't great because it's not like Domino's where Domino's gives you a dip. With 4-star, you have to remember to buy garlic dip. So it can be quite a dry pizza.
Rate it in terms of Domino's, Apache, 4-star. And also,
It's tough, man.
Who gets Pizza Hut?
Who the hell gets Pizza Hut? I know there's
nobody out pizzas the Hut.
I know there's a pizza slice on the street of Monkstown that my brother Evan loved when he moved back with the parents. He's a pizza slice. They give you a massive portion and it's always piping hot. Look, for me, very quick rundown. Domino's is extremely expensive, but it is good quality pizza. Big fan of Domino's.
Well, Domino's obviously is going to
like
be
that's the king
in that realm of pizza. That's the one.
I used to always go Apache because there is just Apache, cheap and cheerful. moist, good sauce. I'm a fan of Apache. I'm going to say Apache is actually better than 4-star. 4-star for me had a weird taste.
But 4-star underneath the bridge in Dundrum?
No, that's Apache and Domino's.
Oh, beside each other.
Yeah, beside each other. Okay. I hope they're friends. Yeah. I hope they realize, hey, we can both exist together.
We can coexist in Dundrum.
How did you feel Saturday morning? Felt
absolutely
a bit
horrendous.
Dusty.
Yeah, I had 4 slices of toast.
Did you?
Before I went to bed. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, we were starving. Like, we didn't go for dinner.
Did you have dinner?
I had a tiny bit of potato beforehand, but Sean was starving. And I kept saying to him, shut up, man. We'll drink and then we'll get something.
I can't believe you did. Because, yeah, you were talking about getting food by pint one or two. Mm. We were beside, literally, a pizza van.
I know.
We were parked. We were getting pints from the pizza van.
I suppose I was feeling a good buzz. Yeah. And you know, once you go food and everything, it does mess up your stomach.
I will say, if you're looking for a pizza that isn't that type of pizza, like Apache, 4-star, all that kind of stuff, more of a fancy pizza, that fired up place in the Goat is very nice.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's the nice place you go to with Claire?
Yeah. That's a happy medium.
Ah.
Claire likes fancier pizzas.
Yeah.
I don't.
She likes base.
Base.
Dublin Pizza Company.
I don't mind Dublin Pizza Company. It's very like fired up. I don't like That's Amore in Monkstown.
What about Casanova?
Casanova, that's lovely.
Still Oregon.
Yeah, but that's, Claire doesn't like Casanova.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
It's more.
I felt Casanova's is quite fancy, no?
No, it's not.
Oh, is it
no,
not?
Very. Wow. It'd be very me pizza, yeah. Casanova. So me, and this is a bit of a ritual I've started.
Go on.
So at the weekend, I'll get my takeaway, but I've just like, I'll get a takeaway one night of the week. So either a Friday or a Saturday.
I like to see yours continuing on with that. I felt like you took a break away from takeaways. Did you ever?
I took a break away from Aprils. I haven't had Aprils. I've had one April in about 8 months.
Do you miss it?
No, because I much prefer Supermax. I don't feel sick after Supermax. I feel sick after Aprils. So I have one takeaway a week, but I also, so it'll either be on a Friday or a Saturday, usually on a Saturday. I just don't like cooking on a Friday or Saturday.
Oh, like, yeah, you do enough cooking during the week.
So what I do is, I started to get a frozen pizza. And I think I've been influenced by Jazz on the Zoo Crew. He does frozen pizza Fridays, where he just gets like a Goodfellas pizza and just puts up and have a frozen pizza. I fucking love frozen
pizza. Do you
pizza.
Find them filling?
No, so I will get frozen pizza. I'll get the deep dish, cheese deep dish,
yeah, no, well.
Plain. I just love the
That's
deep
actually
dish.
Actually, a lovely pizza.
It's
that.
A gorgeous pizza. Yeah. So much cheese, and I'll either get a stick of garlic bread, or I will get some chicken goujons.
I have many questions.
Yeah, and it's just there's so much food. I have to pile the pizza slices on top of each other.
Now, with that pizza and that garlic bread, dear God, you have to watch it when it's in the oven because it will burn just like that. And once it burns, goodbye. There's nothing more depressing than eating garlic bread gone off. Get a phone call.
Answer it.
What do you think
that's
that is?
Dublin. It's Dublin. Answer.
Oh, I'm so scared.
Answer. Put on loudspeaker.
Hello? Hey. Yeah, that's me, yep. Yeah. Okay. Ooh. What time would you... I should be fine for 12 to 4. Yes, so it's Nathan O'Reilly. I think so, yeah. It's an apartment block. Yeah, I'd say so, yeah. That's great. Thanks so much for your help. All right, see ya. You too. Bye.
So when
remember the name. Remember. See, that's a big thing.
So when said, I'm from KN Cersei.
Hadn't a clue what that was.
What do you think KN Cersei
was? I thought it was an agency. A modeling agency. Could you hear that in the podcast?
Yeah, I could hear it.
Could you?
Yeah.
I have to be home. Jeez, 12 to 4. That is a long period of time, isn't it?
Surely there should be a shorter.
Could it be 12 to 1?
Well, obviously, it's the day. They've probably split it from 8 to 12 and 12 to 4. But it's annoying, isn't it?
12 to 4. You can't plan anything from 12 to 4. It's a core.
Like, if you're going to the doctor, you go at a specific time.
Yeah.
They should be able to give you an hour. They should have.
Give an hour.
Agents in your area. Which they're doing the Dundrum area. And then it's like,
I'm very worried about that. Is your meter in the car park? My personal meter? Like, I live in an apartment block. I would have thought my meter was in my apartment.
Some of the meters are outside. I actually wouldn't have a clue where your meter is, to be honest.
I'll go down with the engineer.
So you go down, you won't have a clue what you're looking for. What does the meter look like?
I know how long it is.
How long?
A meter. Yeah!
Good. What were we talking about there for Lauren interrupted us?
What were we talking about? Oh, I had a question. Well, no, it was a statement. I get confused by questions and statements.
Statement was?
Garlic bread and pizza.
Yes.
You have to be so careful because it burns. And I said, is there anything more depressing than eating a burnt
stick
of garlic bread?
Oh, the timing is down.
How is the timing down?
20 minutes for the pizza. Yeah.
That's very long. That is very long for that cheese pizza.
It's not.
Are you having that?
Just slightly toasted.
Are you having it? No. That must be completely toasted.
Well, I'd say our ovens are different. My oven door is broken, so probably a lot of heat gets let out. And then garlic bread, about 13 to 15 minutes. Then you pop it in 5 minutes afterwards.
So you just keep an eye.
When
are you putting the chicken tenders in?
Oh, I won't have. So it'll either be chicken tenders or garlic. All garlic bread.
Or garlic bread.
But because it's deep dish,
I love the sauce on that pizza.
It's absolutely gorgeous.
Isn't it?
I don't know what. It's different to the other.
And it isn't the most filling.
No, it's not. That's why I got some garlic bread. But if you have garlic bread and you have that pizza.
Chicken tendies.
It's a lot of bread. That's
very bready. And what sauce do you go for? Like, if you have the chicken tenders, do you have maybe a little bit of ketchup
or
barbecue sauce?
Salt.
Levy roots.
Salt.
Levy roots.
Salt. That's Levi roots.
Reggae
sauce.
I got that reggae sauce.
I'll play the
before
video.
Before we go. I banged my knee. Oh, I just got a message. From KN Cersei.
Yeah, what are they saying?
Jeez, you'd think it's KN Circuit.
Yeah.
Why do they have Cersei? Your appointment is from 12 p.m. till 5 p.m. They've added an extra hour, Graham.
You're screwed.
12 till 5 tomorrow. To reschedule, please log on.
Yeah, can I reschedule to between maybe 12 and 1 o'clock?
That's a kick in the goose.
And this guy, I tell you, he does so much stuff.
I can't be doing
He's
that.
So busy. Right, I don't know what my Instagram password is. Let's have a guess here.
I got the reggae sauce.
I'll get in first time.
Instagram.
I'm in.
Instagram O'Toole, if you don't follow, the man opposite me is a genius.
Save your login. No, not now. I'm a genius. Not now. Okay, so this was my birthday when? On Sunday. Coxie came down, friend of the podcast. He came down and says, I got you something.
Hey, just before we get to Coxie, do say to the listener.
What?
About your gift.
From Coxie?
From me.
Oh, Nathan got me a lovely Liverpool training top.
Do you hear that?
Thanks very much, man.
Yeah.
Really appreciate that. Let me see what's going on here. Sorry. Oh, jeez. Yeah, okay. No. okay, concentrate. What's happening here? Sorry, I'm basically producing Sean Reedy's show here.
Yeah,
that's what I'm doing.
He's come in. He wants a guest,
and I've sorted out the guest for him. While doing this,
do
podcast.
I have to beep out the guest?
No, the guest is fine.
The guests are fine.
Yeah, the guest's fine. Right.
Do you want to say who the guest is? Who you're communicating with?
Well, it's the guy on Instagram that follows me. So Sean had no contact with him, so I got his number from. Right. My birthday on Sunday, Nathan got me a beautiful Liverpool training top.
Thank you.
Now, it's not the train top that they're using now. It's the train top from early in the season. But look, that's Sorry? Beyond. That's beyond
Wait,
the point.
What?
That's beyond the
they have
point.
A different train top.
They have a different train. Look,
what?
Nathan, I'm not.
What?
Nathan,
Wait, hang
I'm not
on.
Making a big deal. I'm
this
not making
is a
big
fucking
deal.
Outrage.
It's fine. It's fine.
What?
Look, it's fine.
Who changes their training top halfway through a
they're
year?
All, they all change the training top, so they get more sales.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, because I was watching the game the last day, and I was like, oh, they've changed the training top. Sorry. Look, Nathan got a good deal, probably because they don't use it anymore. So that's the main thing.
Embarrassed. I spent £6.
I know. Thank you very much for that. I actually wore it all weekend. It's class.
No, I saw
it's
that.
A lovely fit.
Yeah.
Lovely fit.
You haven't worn it since.
Because it stinks and I haven't put on a wash yet. But Coxie came down. And he goes, got you something. And he took out his phone. And I knew.
Imagine if it was the new Liverpool.
Oh, I'd be like, yes.
Oh, thank God, this is relevant.
The
GIF was on his phone.
GIF was on his
phone. Man, your head isn't in the game.
Sorry, I'm ready.
Do you want to
produce?
Do you need to do that?
I don't think so.
Do you need to just have a read of it?
I'll tell you what happened. So the issue was, okay?
Okay.
The person gave me their number.
Yeah.
I passed it on to Sean.
Yeah.
Sean then rang the number. It was an invalid number. So I had to get back to the other guy to say, mate, your number's invalid. Did you type it correctly? He goes, oh, sorry, yeah. So I had to pass that one on to Sean.
Okay.
So that's what's been going on. That's why my mind is a bit blank. Yeah. And I know Sean's show starts in 25 minutes.
And the memory is going a bit.
Now 24 minutes. I'll tell you actually on my birthday what happened. I changed my bed sheets. And I wanted to start my 30s with clean bed sheets. Because there's nothing better. Even though I do clean them every week now. There was a time where I wouldn't change them in a month.
Well, you said, yeah, the pillowcases took a while.
And I don't know if it is that I'm getting older or anything like that. I definitely know my scalp is getting dandruffy, but my whole body. When I change my bed sheets now after a week, the amount of dead skin on my sheets is disgusting. It's fucking disgusting.
Does it smell?
No, it doesn't smell because I change them every week, but it's disgusting. So I changed my sheets. So I went downstairs, closed source, brought the brand fresh clean sheets put them on the ground, took off the sheet of the bed, took off the duvet, threw them on the ground, took off the pillows, put them back on.
This is such a silly story.
And as I put them on, I realised I put on the dirty sheets. I put on the fucking, because I really, there was a coffee stain because I spilled coffee on the sheets earlier in the week. I go, why is there still
did
a coffee
you not
stain?
Get the smell and as you were putting it on?
I could still see dead skin on the sheet. And I go, Jesus, is the washing machine not cleaning these at all? Yeah. And then I forgot it was my sister's birthday as well, until as I was going to bed.
It's very cool. It's cool. You're not twins or anything.
No, we're not twins. We're 5 years apart. The owl lad only gets the ride once a year. That's all that happens 9 months before May. So but the thing is, I knew it was her birthday because I was talking to her a day or two before and saying, I know you're very good, everyone's asked me what I want, but I'm not forgetting it's your birthday. And she goes, oh, don't worry about me. I go, no, Rebecca, what do you want? Have a think about it, because I'm coming home next week.
So what did you get Rebecca?
I still don't know what she wants, because I'm meeting her next week.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I'll think about it. So I hadn't forgotten it's her birthday. And I know she listens to the podcast. I didn't forget it was your birthday. It's just when I woke up, it's very...
So you forgot.
It's very suffocating.
You forgot on the day.
No. It's very... Not suffocating. It's overwhelming when it's your birthday.
Yeah.
And the messages are just going, ping, ping,
you
ping,
have to
ping,
feel...
Ping, ping,
you're on. It's like you're promoting a film and the film is your birthday.
Yes, exactly. And because you're not meeting anybody... You're getting messages and calls. So you are on and you're trying to reply to everybody with enthusiasm. You kind of say thanks. And then when you're in groups, like the spin group, wonderful, everyone wish me happy birthday. But like...
You need to know when to put the reply in. Because there's going to be more messages after your reply.
I just ignored Peter. Because Peter wished me happy birthday in one group. And then I saw what happened. He saw he was in another group that he didn't wish me happy birthday in. So he wished me happy birthday. I go, fuck's sake, Peter, I'm not replying to you specifically in two groups.
So how many times did you respond in the work?
3 times.
Did you?
So there was about 5 or 6. I left that a while. I left that till 11. Mm. I said, thanks very much, guys. Really nice of you all to wish me happy birthday. Then that came another flood. I go, Jesus Christ. Thanks. Excellent. Woo! I did a little kind of blowy out.
Yeah, that's a nice emoji.
Hat emoji.
Yeah.
And then another flood. And then I said, you're great. And then Peter Collins goes, I go, fuck off, Peter. You're not going to get another.
So you didn't respond.
Then there's other groups. And then there's people. And there's aunts, aunties calling you and all that kind of stuff. So, and because it's the 30th, I think people are making more of an effort.
It's a big...
And then I was going, getting ready for bed. And I was brushing my teeth. And I was like, geez, Yeah, I'll be going home now in a week and a bit. I'll be able to see my family. First time since Christmas. I go, oh shit, it's Rebecca's birthday.
Oh, shit. So oh, you never shit. Sent a message.
I go, oh shit. Because she messaged me in the morning. She goes, happy birthday, little bro. Can't believe you're 30.
Did she not say happy birthday? It's our birthday.
No.
Ah.
And I go, thank you so much. She goes, what's your plan for the day? I said, I'm going to Bray, going getting some food. She goes, Bray is lovely. I go, it is. Yeah. And
jeez, you're really bonding.
Oh, yeah, really bonding. And then I just killed the conversation because there was so many other messages coming through. And then I remembered and I felt bad.
So what do you do? Call her?
No, I just messaged her. I was going to bed.
What did you say?
It was too late. Oh, fuck. I forgot it was your birthday. Ha, ha, ha.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
With the little emoji, the party hat emoji.
Party hat emoji. Yeah, but yeah. It was still her birthday, so I hadn't actually forgotten her birthday.
Yeah, before 12.
Before 12. Can't touch me.
No, you said Coxie came down, birthday boy.
Birthday boy. Here we go.
He had something on his phone.
Took out his phone. And he looked at me. He said, I got you something. And I knew straight away, but I didn't want to jump the gun in case it wasn't. I go, yes, it's Cameo. It's Cameo.
Cameo's so good.
The website where you...
get celebrities to send you out a celebrity message.
You pay celebrities. Here we go. This is one. Will I just say who it is?
Cause yeah, you do have to say.
It's Neil Razor Ruddock, who used to be a defender for Liverpool. Now, probably down history is a defender in our worst period of history in the mid-90s.
Was he a good player?
He was an average player, so he was.
He's a big brute of a man. He was on I'm a Celeb, wasn't he?
So here we go. This is from Coxie. Oh, no, no, no. Get rid of that. You have to kind of click it twice.
Aye, aye, aye.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no, it's great.
Aye, aye, aye. How we do it, son? All right, Graham, this is Neil Razor Ruddock here, and I want to wish you an happy birthday. I know you're terrified. Turning 30. You lucky twat. I wish I was fucking 30. Oh, you got a good old age, 30. What a lovely age. And so I know you're a big Liverpool fan. Your middle name's Michael Owen. I bet you fucked up on that. I bet you. Aye, aye, aye.
Not the full video.
How we doing, son?
Is it too long?
All right, Graham, this is Neil Razor running here now.
You didn't play the full video. Birthday.
I know you're terrified of turning 30. You lucky twat. I wish I was fucking 30.
I didn't even know.
Oh, you got a good old age, 30.
Oh, they cut it off because it's reels.
Did they?
Oh, you fucking idiot, Graham.
Wait, explain to me what happened there.
I put it up as a reel.
Instead of... an actual video.
So I mustn't have put up the whole video. It's 1 minute. I thought you could do 1 minute
reels. That's annoying. It's very frustrating.
Oh well.
Aye, aye, aye.
Well, he started to, do you know what, he put effort in because he started to slag me for having Michael Owen as my middle name. And then he started to, in his head, go, where would Michael Owen have left? Because Michael Owen left in 2004. He left for Real Madrid, and then he ended up, which was bad enough, but then he ended up playing for Liverpool's main rivals, Manchester United, ended up winning the Premier League, and now he isn't liked anymore on Merseyside. So he started thinking out loud when Michael Owen left, and he got it completely wrong, and he would have played with Michael Owen. Well, Michael Owen would have been very young at the time. But is it 5,000? 2,000? You would have been, what, 8 or 9? Oh, you fucking idiot. I bet you I regret that now. And yes, I do regret that now. But I suppose it's given me a little bit of content. But for the story, I found out in 2004 I was going to my Nana's house. I think I talked about this before. I was outside the McDonald's in Castlebar at the roundabout. I heard, boom, started crying.
Yeah.
Couldn't believe it. Every single poster on my wall in my room was Michael Owen. I was obsessed with the man.
He wanted to go back, Graham.
He wanted to go back, but Liverpool wouldn't pay to take him back. Probably good. He could have ruined... Well, no, he would have been a star then. He would have been
like when Robbie Fowler returned.
Yeah. He wouldn't have gone to Man United.
Aye, aye, aye. Razor Ruddock literally lying on his bed. He doesn't look well.
He's a bit hungover, I'd say.
You sent
well.
That video into our WhatsApp group. I sent it into a few other groups. Yeah. And I got responses. Who the fuck is that? Like a group that actually likes football. Who on earth is that? It's Razor Ruddock.
Big West Ham.
He looks awful.
Yeah, poor old Razor.
Time has been tough on him.
But I suppose he is probably in his 50s now. If you think about it.
I hope he's happy.
Because he would have been playing football in the... He would have finished up in the late 90s. He wouldn't have been playing football. Let's see his clubs. Okay. When do you think he retired? And how many goals do you think he got as a defender?
Retired in the 90s? I don't know what other clubs he played for. I'm thinking Liverpool and Wimbledon.
No, West. Well, he might play Wimbledon. He's West Ham.
Oh, yes.
Neil Ruddock. Here we go.
He went West Ham after Liverpool, did he?
Oh, okay. So he started at Millwall in 1985, moved to Tottenham, moved to Millwall, moved to Southampton, moved to Tottenham.
Jesus.
Then played for Liverpool from 93 to 98, scoring 11 goals in 115 matches. It's not bad. Queen's Park Rangers, then went to West Ham, then to Crystal Palace, and then finished at Swindon Town in 2003.
Never went abroad.
But then in 2015, it says he played for Wellingborough Whitworth. No appearances, no goals. Not bad. Turnover, 355 games, 29 goals. Which
he was a good player.
Which isn't bad. Let's see honours. Did he win any honours?
He was very slow, but he just had a massive head.
So he won the League Cup of Liverpool in 94-95, and he won the UEFA Intertoto Cup in 98-99 at West Ham. And that's basically it.
Fair play to
like a grand career playing for Spurs, Liverpool, West Ham.
Be happy with that.
Yeah, absolutely. We are back next week. Am I going to do it from my home?
Whatever suits you, brother. Do you want to do?
I can do it, yeah.
Do you want to do an episode?
Well, what else? Do we have that other one?
No.
Okay. Right.
Well, do you want to do one?
Yeah,
I could try and get someone in here.
We'll see how it is.
See how it fares. No pressure.
My only issue is with home, and I actually don't mind doing
it. So Wi-Fi?
It'll actually get me up in the morning.
Wi-Fi?
It's my only issue, but I think it should be fine.
Yeah. Well, look, no pressure as well. If you want to cut off.
We'll see.
All right.
We'll see. To be continued. We'll see.
And GrahamandNathan@gmail.com. What episode do you think?
Oh, yes. Oh, that's very important.
Yeah.
What's been your favourite episode in the
favorite
last
episode,
year?
Favourite episode, and why? And why do you think it would win the Radio Awards?
And I know you're listening and you're thinking, I'm not going to email. No, please email.
Do.
No, we want you to email.
We honestly don't know.
Because we mightn't be thinking of one, and we want this. This is going to be our award. Not Graham and Nathan. It's the small handful of people who listen to this podcast every week. It's your award. So we need you to tell us what was your favourite one. And don't say, no, I'm not. No. I know he's really asking us to do it. But no, I'm telling you to do it. This is a demand.
Oh, it's an order.
It's a command from your General O'Toole.
What if people say this episode?
Well then, beautiful. Let us know. I know they're telling me. No, I'm serious.
Okay, Graham, you're getting aggressive.
GrahamandNathan@gmail.com. Which one is your favourite episode?
Okay.
Will we say we'll go with whatever the listener says? If one is getting too much.
Yep. I said it, Democratic Society, whatever. We honestly, if you love the Patrick Harding episode, we'll go for that.
Yep.
If you like the one when Graham got high on the episode with CBD oil, we will do that, all right?
Seriously.
Here.
GrahamandNathan@gmail.com.
Relax.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation. No.